And so, Hidei Anachi Shaleach Lachem, we wrap up Sefer Malachi, we wrap up Trei Asar, we wrap up Nevi'im Rishonim with a tremendous message that still echoes, I say Liyuhi Hanuvi is coming, V'zorcha Lachem, says Pasachof, Yirei Shemi, Shemesh Tzedakah, the son of mercy, the son of compassion, is going to rise with healing in its wings, umarpe bichnofeha, vitzasem ufishtem keegle marbek, and you will go forth and you'll be fat as fatted calves. No spiritual Ozempic. We are going to be, says Rabbi Mendel Hirsch, frolicking fatted calves, evoking a feeling of youthful energy and health, which is stressing the contrast to the depression depicted earlier in Pasuk Yud Dalet. The restraint and worry you endured had in no way harmed your success. The simile of fatted calves is taken from the release of animals confined to their stalls and are now let out into the meadows. We are free-range cows. We are going to be happy. We're going to be frolicking. The sun of mercy has gone up. We are going forth, Ibn Ezra says, to the light of Shamayim. In every possible good way, it's good to be fat. Chavalev ve'asosem risha'im, and you are going to crush the wicked. And boy, are we waiting for that nowadays, if not all of the days. That'd be pretty great. Trampling down the wicked with our fatted calf feet. Dancing around on top of them. Ki yiyu efer. They will be like ash, tachas kapos raglechem, under the soles of your feet. Which day? Bayom asher ani oseh, on the day that I will prepare, says Amar Hashem Tzevakos. And what is it? What is it that we need to do? So Rav Chaim Angel makes a beautiful point here. And he says, as we are ending the age of prophecy, as we are entering the time of Nevuah, we're going into the second Beis HaMikdash, but there won't be that Nevuas Hashem anymore to keep us on the radar, on that straight and narrow. Many of the commentators, he says, suggest that Malachi was conscious of being the last prophet, the last of the Nevi'im. So he closes the era of prophecy with an exhortation to be faithful to the Torah, a crucial message. With the cessation of prophecy, the Torah will become the sole means of hearing Hashem's revealed word. And Malbim says, it's even a nevuah regarding Eliyahu HaNavi as the harbinger of the redemption. The Torah sustains the God-Israel relationship. Now, in the Zman HaMashiach, prophecy perhaps will return. But we are ending Malachi, Trei Asar, Nevi'im Rishonim on a positive note, because that's how we always do it. Whenever we lay in a Haftarah, we always say something positive. And that's why we're going to repeat one of the Psukim twice. So Pasuk Chav Beis with a big Zion, Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. Remember, keep in remembrance the Torah of Moshe my servant, Asher Tzivisi Oso V'chorev Al Kol Yisrael, whom I commanded at Chorev, at Har Sinai, for all of Israel, Chukim U'mishpatim, laws and ordinances. Don't let the Torah go. Cling to the Torah. In all of the long extended millennia of Golos, it's the Torah that has sustained us. While so many people today, like so many people over the course of Jewish history, want to abandon the Torah and let it go, want to say the Rishayim are prospering, so let HaKadosh Baruch Hu go. We can't quit you, as they said back in Brokeback Mountain. Hashem says He won't quit us, and we say we can't quit Him. And then, Chav Gimel, Hinei Anochi Shaleach Lachem, Eisei Liyuhi Hanuvi. Behold, lo, I will send to you Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu the prophet, lifnei bo yom Hashem hagadol v'hanora, before the coming of the great and the awesome day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we do Zichru Toras Moshe, if we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we stick with Him, the Chukim, which we don't even know the reasons for, keeping Kashrus, Shatnas, and the Mishpatim, where we do know the reasons, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends, I'll send you Eliyahu HaNavi. And remember, Eliyahu HaNavi was the man of iron. He was the man who was fierce in his service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So much so that at some point it became too much for him. As we learned back in Sefer Malachim, Eliyahu said, you have to take me. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him alive in the fiery chariot that is the symbol of Eliyahu's entire personality and his mission. You had to be to go through Achav and Izevel. He's going to be the one to come back. He's the one who comes to every Bris Milah. He's the one who comes to every Pesach Seder. The spirit of Eliyahu HaNavi is so much a part of the fierce clinging that the Jewish people do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even at the most challenging times. The great and awesome day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming, Hashem promises. V'heishiv levavos al bonim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so Eliyahu is going to help turn the hearts of the fathers back through the children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn the hearts of the fathers back to Hashem. And the children are being sent to their fathers. V'lei banim alav osam, to turn their fathers back. How many people do we have in the past three or four generations whose parents may not have been so observant, but when they have kids and grandkids and great-grandkids who show them the delight of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and living in a godly way, when you age, you realize how much nachas you truly get. Even if you yourself were not so frum back in the day. But the banim can bring their avosam back. And the fathers can teach their children to be the right way. Tosfos Yontif says that before the Mashiach comes, the fathers and children's, the hearts will be reunited. People who have fled out of fear because of all the troubles that the Jewish people have had over the course of the millennia. Pen avovi hikesi asa'aretz cherem. But always a little bit of Musar at the end. So the hearts of the fathers and children are going to be united. But, lest I come and smite the earth with utter destruction, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's going to prevent the utter and complete destruction of humanity is not worrying about climate change, is not worrying about plastics, is not worrying about diversity and equity. It's faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we need to see the land not be struck with utter destruction, but we can't end on that note. So we repeat the penultimate pasuk one more time. Chav Gimel again, Hinei Anochi Shaleach Lachem Es Eliyahu HaNavi. I will send you Eliyahu HaNavi Lefnei Bo Yom HaShem HaGadol VeHanora, before the coming of the great and awesome day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we refuse to end all of Nevi'im on a sad note, and I find it impossible to be sad. We started this limud, thank you to Torah Moment and Shlomi Zeltzer, who is a man of vision and who saw all the way down the years. But we started on June 17th, 2018. I looked back in the files to see what was the first day that we started Sefer Yehoshua. And here we are, almost precisely 8 years later, in June of 2026, finishing every word of Nach, hopefully. I've had a couple of people tell me here and there, oh, you missed the pasuk, but hopefully not. But all of Nevi'im, not Nach, we didn't get to Ksubim yet, but we've done some of that too. I am prouder of this than virtually anything I've ever done in life, except for my children and grandchildren, who are the best. But this is an amazing thing. 7, 8, 9, sometimes unfortunately 10 or 12 minutes a day. I can't help myself. Just a little bit every day, not including Shabbos, not including Yontif, which are set out for review in Shlomi's very wise system. And here we are. Look at us. Look at what we've accomplished. Look at how much we've done. So I'm not finished. I hope you feel much the same and you're not finished. My plan is to move on into Ksubim, but a little out of order. We're going to go to Eicha, because we've done several Megillas already, Rus and Megillas Esther. And at this time of year, as the 3 weeks start to approach, as we reach Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Eicha is right over the horizon. And it's also from Yirmiyahu HaNavi, so it's not that misplaced in terms of chronology either. And then we'll see. We have Koheles and Shir HaShirim yet that we haven't done. Ezra and Nehemiah, which I've never learned in any kind of detail. Daniel, which if we could make it through the first parak of Yechezkel, maybe we can make it through some Daniel as well. Difficult though that's going to be. So we'll see what the future is going to bring. But for the present, anybody who's been along for part of the ride, for a majority of the ride, for all of the ride, thank you so much for listening, for giving me this opportunity to just be a regular Bala Batisha guy trying to get Nach across. And my love of Nach over the past 8 years has just multiplied, cubing itself over and over again, not just times two, times itself, times a million. How can you learn Nach and not fall in love with the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu given to us through the Nevi'im for us to be able to understand our lives? And one thing I always do is I always see the present through this lens of the past. I can't help myself. I'm a historian by vocation and avocation. And the idea that you can use Nach to understand what we do and what we think and what we feel and what our priorities ought to be is a tremendous gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give us such a structure to be able to use to understand what it means to do Avodas Hashem, to live in a godly way with Hashem present in your life and in your priorities and in your approach, to beware of the hypocrisy and the ingratitude that is all over Nach and all over our world that we live in. Is an unbelievable opportunity from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an unbelievable gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to appreciate that. So sorry for going on at length. Please join me if you see fit for Megillas Eicha coming up next.